And now it's 3 o'clock. This is the BBC Light Programme and the British Forces Network in Germany.
Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lions. And now we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in 13 for dinner.
Oh, baby, I'm busy. Barbara, answer the phone.
Oh, Daddy, I'm studying my new play. Richard, you answer the phone.
Can't you see I'm waxing the floor?
Ben, will you answer that phone?
Oh, all right.
Hey, Daddy, have you seen my tin of floor wax?
No, I haven't.
Oh! You found it. Gee, thanks, Dad.
Ben, what are you doing lying on your back?
Oh, just taking a little rest here.
Well, stop being so lazy and answer the phone.
Okay. Hello? Hello, yes? Well, who do you want? Well, who are you? Guy Fawkes? Oh, Freddie Fox. Oh, I didn't recognize your voice, sir. Yes, sir, I'll attend to that first thing Monday morning, sir. Oh, you haven't forgotten we're giving a little dinner party in your honor tonight, have you, Mr. Fox? Oh, no, not at all. No, it's a great pleasure. No, sir. Oh, we're not dressing, Mr. Fox, and it's 8 o'clock. Goodbye, sir.
Was that your boss, Dad?
Yes, he's coming tonight. Gee, I hope everything's going to be all right.
Oh, stop worrying.
Well, I can't help it. Oh, Bebe, you're sure the new cook's going to be here in time?
Of course I'm sure, and I'll certainly be glad to see her. Running this house is just too much. Sweeping and dusting and cooking, it tears you down.
It does?
Well, look at you. You're all worn out.
Oh, I do look proper poorly, don't I?
Mother, if worse comes to worse and the new cook doesn't arrive, how are we going to feed our guests?
Well, I'll just have to cook the dinner myself.
Oh, Mother, you can't do that to our friends.
Richard, that's unfair. Mother's a wonderful cook, isn't she, Daddy?
Oh, she certainly is, Barbara. Every time I think of your mother's cooking, I get sentimental. I get a lump in my throat.
That wasn't funny.
Oh, I was only joking, honey. You cook a wonderful salad. Oh, now, come on, dear. Let's get the guest problem straightened out. Who all's coming?
Well, there's Harold.
Harold?
Oh, Daddy, I hope you haven't forgotten that Harold is coming to meet you this afternoon. I especially wanted you to meet him before the dinner party.
Well, who's Harold?
He's my boyfriend, that's all. That's who's Harold.
Well, I thought John something or other was your boyfriend.
That was ages ago.
That was last week.
Oh, Daddy, don't be so old-fashioned.
Look who's talking. Sweet 18, and she acts like an old lady of 21. No wonder you can't hold your man.
Is that so? Well, I'll have you know that Harold Fullendike said, of all the bombshells he had ever met, I was the bombiest.
That I can believe.
Listen, you little whippersnapper.
Stop fighting, you two, and let's get on with the guest list. Let's see now. There's the Bensons.
Don't forget my friend Henry.
Not that droopy-eyed drip.
I'll grow up. You and your boyfriend's making...
Now, quiet, you two, quiet. Now, I'm going to sit down and figure this all out, and I don't want to squeak out of anybody.
Ben, you sat on the cat. Poor Skippy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Skippy. Ouch! He bit me.
Well, it serves you right. How many times have I told you that's the cat's chair?
Oh, darn the cat.
Ben, how can you talk like that about your own flesh and fur?
What a house. I suppose I have to drink a saucer of milk and grow whiskers before I can sit in the best chair.
Listen, when you can catch as many mice as Skippy, you can have the chair.
Thanks, dear. I'll remember that. Now, come on. Let's get on with the guest list.
Okay.
Now, there's the four of us.
My boyfriend, Harold.
And my friend, Henry.
That's six.
Florrie and George Wainwright. Mr. and Mrs. Fisher.
That's 10.
And Mr. and Mrs. Benson.
That's 12. Yes. Just right. Now, BB, what are we going to have for dinner?
Food. We're working again.
That's right. I forgot all about that. Well, kids, you can run along now. Your mother and I will take care of everything else.
Okay, Pop.
Bebe, how are we going to seat everyone?
Well, you'll be at the head of the table where you could carve. And next to you will be Mrs. Benson because her position used to be slips in a girls' cricket team.
Oh, that's why you're putting her next to me?
Well, Ben, you know what always happens when you carve.
Yeah, I... She'll catch it as it comes off the knife.
That's right.
Well, who are you going to put next to Mrs. Benson?
Well, I was going to put Mr. Fisher there, but that would put him right across from Mr. Benson, and Mr. Benson hates Mr. Fisher.
Why?
Well, when Mrs. Benson was a girl, she used to go around with Mr. Fisher.
Well, what's Benson sore about? She didn't marry Fisher.
That's what he's sore about.
Then why don't you put Mrs. Fisher across from Mrs. Benson?
They hate each other, too.
Well, that complicates your seating arrangement.
How about putting your guest of honor, Mr. Fox, across from Mr. Benson?
Why, of course.
Yes.
I'll put him next... Hey, wait a minute. I forgot to put him on the list.
Oh.
He makes 13.
Oh, 13. Well, then I'll just have to borrow another. 13? Why, we can't have 13 for dinner. It's unlucky.
Oh, that's just a silly superstition.
Oh, is that so? How about your grandmother's cook? When she cooked for 13 people, remember what happened to her?
Oh, but, Bebe, it was a mere coincidence that she died 65 years later.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, look, honey, 13 really isn't unlucky. Why, the greatest thing that ever happened to me happened when I was 13.
Oh, Ben, you were older than that when you married me.
Not mentally. Now, let's forget about the whole thing. I wouldn't want this new cook to think my wife was superstitious. You're too sensible a girl.
I am?
Yes, and too intelligent a girl.
And too beautiful a girl?
Well, right now, I'm more interested in your brains.
Getting old, huh?
No. Now, I want to make you a proposal.
I guess I misjudged you.
No, Bebe, you remember that dinner dress I wouldn't let you buy?
Yes.
Well, if you forget about this superstitious nonsense, you can buy it and wear it to the dinner tonight.
All right, dear. If it means that much to you, I'll give in, but I won't wear the dress.
Why?
It's all wrinkled. I forgot to take it out of the box. Daddy?
Yes, Barbara?
Richard phoned a few minutes ago to say the new cook was at the station and he's bringing her home.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad he phoned first.
Yeah, and he reversed the charges.
The penny pincher.
Did I hear somebody say that the new cook was here?
Yes, Mom. She's on her way.
Oh, dear, and I forgot to buy her any flowers.
Don't be silly.
Look, here comes Richard with a new cook now.
This way, please.
Thank you.
Oh, Mother, this is Mrs. Agnes McDonald, and Pop, the taxi cost me 2 and 6.
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. McDonald.
Stop curtsying, BB.
Oh, just call me Aggie, Mom.
Oh, thank you, Aggie, ma'am.
Aggie, ma'am,
this is Mr. Lyon.
Oh, he didn't tell me your father was living with you.
See here, my good woman. I'm her wife. I mean, I'm her husband. Now, regarding references...
Oh, that's quite all right. Quite all right. Mrs. Lyon sent me you, and I'm well satisfied.
Oh. You are you?
Aye. Mm-hmm. I see you're a film chief. You know, I used to be real fond of the pictures. But I haven't seen a film since that time, 20 years ago, when I saw them as... terrible picture.
Oh, you mean it was so bad it put you off films for the rest of your life?
Aye, it did. It was some film called The Hell's Angus.
That was Daddy's film.
Not so loud, Barbara. She may leave.
Mother, I didn't know Daddy was in that picture.
Well, I didn't want to tell you, Richard, until you were a little older.
Oh, and you the Mr. Lyon I used to hear in the wireless all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, fancy. Liked you in the wireless. Hmm. You were always real jolly, Mr. Lyon. You have a style all your own, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, thank you.
Just you expect it, it'll maybe come back.
Thanks.
Oh, how many will there be for dinner tonight, Mrs. Lyon?
13.
13?
Yes, 13.
13?
Monotonous, isn't it?
Well, I wish you luck in the kitchen.
You mean you won't cook the dinner?
That I will not, sir. Sooner than cook for 13, I would rather listen to Loch Lomond sung by Izzy Bond.
Hey, Barbara, has the new cook left yet?
No, but she definitely won't cook dinner for 13. So we've just got to get rid of somebody.
You know, we wouldn't be in this mess if you weren't always inviting your boyfriends over for a free meal.
Don't you dare talk about Harold Forsythe like that. He's different.
You mean he doesn't eat?
Why, you little Fabian, you how dare you?
Stop it, kid, stop it. Haven't I got enough on my mind without you two quarreling?
Sorry, Ma.
Richard, you better run along and do your homework.
Okay, Ma.
Barbara, dear.
Yes, Mother?
Remember yesterday when I asked you to iron my dress?
Yes.
Well, now it's your turn to do me a favor.
All right, Mother.
You think you can get rid of Harold Forsythe? You know, so we won't have 13 for dinner.
Mother, that wouldn't be fair.
If you do, I'll give you a treat. You can borrow my nylons.
That's no treat. I'm already wearing them.
Oh. Oh, well, you can wear them tonight with my permission. And my new blue dress.
I can?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wouldn't be fair to Harold. Gee, that must be Harold now. I'm going upstairs to freshen up.
I'll come with you. Oh, Ben, answer the door. It's for you.
I'm not expecting anyone.
So what? Your mother wasn't expecting a boy either.
Barbara, how would you like to borrow Daddy's car when the cook isn't using it?
Gee, Mom, that's Peachy Keen.
Oh, keep your shirt on. I'm coming. Oh, hello there.
Hello, I'm Harold Forsythe. Are you Mr. Lyon?
That's right. Won't you come in?
I am in.
Well, won't you sit down?
No, thanks. I'm not tired. I say, you certainly have a beautiful house here.
Well, thank you. Oh, Barbara will be down in a minute. Here's her mother.
Well, I guess this is Harold.
That's right, Mrs. Lyon. I say, you certainly have a beautiful house here.
Well, thank you. Here's Barbara now. I think she has something she wants to talk to you about. Come on, Ben. We'll go out and make some lemonade.
I'm not thirsty.
Ben.
Ouch.
Hi, Harold.
Good afternoon, Barbara. I say, you certainly have a beautiful house here.
Oh, thank you. You want to sit down?
Oh, thanks awfully. Oh.
That's the cat chair.
Oh, I thought it was soft.
Hi there.
How'd you do?
I'm Richard. Say, how'd you like to see some pictures of Barbara when she was 6 days old? They'll make you sick.
Oh, just don't pay any attention to him. Get lost, Richard.
I say, I think he's awfully amusing.
Well, he isn't.
I am, too.
Richard, Mother's calling you.
I don't hear her.
You don't? Hey, Mom.
Yes, Barbara?
Call Richard, will you? Or I can't fix that up for you.
Oh, Richard, come and help your father help me squeeze the lemon.
What for?
For about 15 minutes.
Okay. See you later, Harold.
I'm certainly looking forward to the party tonight, Bob.
Well, I'm afraid it isn't going to be much of a party.
Oh? Why, what do you mean?
Well, you see, Mother's a strict vegetarian. The main dish tonight will be raw carrots served with potato peelings dipped in mustard.
Whizzo, my favorite dish.
It can't be. It just can't be.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be frank, Barbara. I have a vague feeling that you're not keen on my coming to dinner.
Oh, Harold, how can you say that?
Oh, then I apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're going to be rude about it, I certainly don't want you to come. In fact, now that I think of it, I wouldn't have you come to dinner at any price. Do you understand? I don't want you.
Oh, so you don't want me to come to your party. All right. I can take a hint. Goodbye.
Hi, gorgeous. What's eating you?
Nothing at all. But maybe you'd like to know that through my great sacrifice, I've gotten the family out of its difficulties.
Well, aren't you the little wonder? What have you done?
I've just canceled Harold Forsythe's invitation to the party. Now there'll only be 12 for dinner.
Well, pin a rose on you. Perhaps you'd like to know that Mrs. Wainwright just rang up to say she's bringing her nephew to the party.
Gee, 13 again.
Well, it was sweet of you to try and help us out, Barbara, but from now on, you'd better leave it to someone of super intelligence. I'll handle it.
What about your friends next door, Florrie and George Wainwright? He's not too keen on dinner parties.
I know, but Florrie is, and he won't let her go any place without him. He's terribly jealous. Say, I think I'll go next door and see George. See you later, honey.
Well, Phoebe, come in.
Hello, George. Is Florrie home?
No, she's gone shopping. Didn't think I'd see you till dinner tonight.
Oh, then you're both coming.
Oh, of course we are. After all, what would your dinner party be without the Wainwright?
11. Yes, I mean, what would it be?
Well, don't you worry. Florrie and I'll be there.
Oh, I'm so glad Florrie is coming. That will make Joe Benson so happy.
Joe Benson?
Oh, don't you know about Joe and Florrie? Oh, well, see you tonight, George.
Wait a minute, Phoebe.
Huh?
What about Joe and Florrie?
Oh, it's only a rumor, and you know what rumors are. They're only right about 99 times out of 100. Well, see you tonight.
Just a minute, Phoebe. Do you mean to tell me this Joe Benson is chasing after my Florrie?
Oh, don't worry. Florrie isn't interested in him. Yet.
What do you mean? Yet?
Oh, nothing. Only everybody says Joe Benson has broken up more couples than a Hyde Park policeman. Well, see you tonight, George.
We are not coming to dinner tonight.
You're not?
I should say not. My nephew will be there, but not us. And thanks for telling me all this.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening to all this. Oh, Richard, Richard, I've fixed everything. Go tell the cook there'll only be 11 for dinner.
Okay, Ma. Gee, that's swell.
Where's your father?
Oh, he's just gone around the corner to Charlie's garage.
Hey, is Charlie here?
No, Charlie's away on holiday. I'm running to get Oz for him while he's gone. My name's Wimple.
Oh, my name's Lyon. Well, I'm sorry Charlie isn't here. I just dropped by to invite him to dinner tonight.
I eat.
Well, fine. How about you coming to dinner?
My wife eats, too.
Well, I'm sorry. Of course, bring your wife along. We'd love to have her.
I'd love to give her to you.
Well, see you tonight. Oh, by the way, we live just around the corner, the first house with the blue door.
Okie doke. Now, what time should we tootle around?
Oh, about 8. Oh, and listen, Wimple, nobody's dressing.
Blimey. One of the real Hollywood dudes, eh?
Well, I'll see you later.
Okie doke.
I'm home.
Oh, Ben, I've got the most wonderful news for you. We aren't having 13 for dinner.
Oh, I know, but who told you?
What do you mean, who told me? I fixed it. The Wainwrights aren't coming, so we're 11.
Holy smoke. I invited the new garage man, Mr. Wimple, and his wife.
That makes 13 again.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
Right, lady.
Is Mr. Wimple here?
I'm Wimple. Can I do something for you?
Yes, you can.
Well, where's your car?
Right outside.
Want your body polished?
Sir, I'm a married woman.
I was talking about your car.
Oh, no thanks. I'm Mrs. Lyon.
Oh, yes. Your old man's invited me and my missus to dinner tonight.
Oh, dear, I knew he'd get out.
Eh?
It's the full moon that does it.
The full moon?
Yes, indeed. Every time there's a full moon, he goes around inviting everybody to dinner.
Here, half a moment. You mean your old man's got a slate loose?
A slate? His whole roof is wobbly.
Then we better not come to dinner.
Oh, that's all right. I'll give him his rubber knife and fork.
Rubber knife and fork?
Yeah, you can eat in the attic. He's harmless if you humor him.
Humor him?
Yeah. If he bites you, just pretend you're a biscuit.
A biscuit?
That's right. Chocolate coated. Well, it was nice meeting you, and I assure you my husband is looking forward to having you for dinner.
Having me?
I think we'll skip the dinner.
You mean, maybe you aren't coming?
No maybe about it, lady. We definitely aren't coming.
Ben! Hey, Ben, I'm back.
Quiet, honey, quiet. I'm on the phone to George Wainwright. Yes, George? Yes, I give you my word of honor, Bebe made the whole thing up just because she didn't want 13 for dinner.
Ben!
Quiet, Bebe, quiet. Yes, of course, you're right, George. Yeah, Bebe certainly is a case. Yeah, sometimes I wonder myself. Guess it's because I want a roof over my head. Well, I'm certainly glad we straightened everything out. See you in floor 8-8, huh? Goodbye, George. Well, honey, our worries are over. I just persuaded George and Florrie to come. You can tell the cook there'll be 15 for dinner.
You tell the cook. I just persuaded the Wimples not to come. There'll be 13.
Look, baby, I took you for better or for worse, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, don't get so upset. I'll go out again and see what I can do.
Oh, no, you don't. You're staying right here. From now on, I'm handling this, and I'm going to start with Mr. Wimple. Oh, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, hello. Glad to see you again. How's everything with the full moon?
Listen, Mr. Wimple, I understand my wife was just here, and I want you to know I'm running things at my house, and you're coming to dinner tonight.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. I'll be there. We'll eat with rubber knives and forks.
Rubber knives and forks.
Here, shall I bring the wife, or would you rather have Cleopatra?
Cleopatra?
It's all right, keep your ear on. It's just a bit of skirt. If you don't like her, I'll bring Salome.
Wimple, aren't you a little bit nuts?
Yes, yes, rather. But you're fine.
Maybe you'd better not come to dinner.
I can't come anyway. I'm due to turn into a biscuit in half an hour.
Well, Ben, how did you make out?
Oh, I didn't. We're still 13.
Oh, there must be someone in London who'd be glad to get a free meal.
How about Vic Arbor?
Yes. How about Vic?
Oh, I tried him, but it's a baby's night out and he has to stay home with the nurse.
Hey, Pops, I could try and make things up with Barbara's boyfriend, Hal Forsythe.
Oh, no, Richard. Anything but him.
Ben, this is an emergency. Go get him, Richard.
Okay, but Forsythe hasn't a phone, so it'll cost me at least 2 shillings in fares.
Oh, all right, son. Here's the 2 shillings.
And, Pop, this is the day I was going to do the gardening. You always give me 2 and 6 for that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, do you think it would be fair for me to lose the 2 and 6 on account of Forsythe?
Okay, son, okay. Here's the 2 and 6.
Thanks, Pop. I'll go get my coat.
You know, B.B., sometimes I think we made a grave mistake introducing Richard to Jack Benny.
You're so right.
Well, so long.
Maybe you better take Barbara with you.
Can't. She's at the hairdresser's getting uglied up. See you later.
Oh, just a minute. Isn't that my coat?
Yeah, I think it is.
What do you mean you think it is?
Oh, I didn't think you'd care. It's pretty old.
Old enough? There's a lot of sentiment attached to that coat. I bought it when I first met your mother. You remember, B.B.? I wore that coat morning, noon, and night.
You couldn't take it off. You pawned your suit to buy it.
Well, nevertheless, I don't want him wearing it. You can take off my sweater and my tie, too.
Okay, Pop.
Ben, the door.
Well, I can figure that out myself. Oh, I must fix that on my day off.
Oh, shut up. I'm coming.
Harold Forsythe. Well, Harold, am I glad to see you.
I'm sorry to intrude, Mr. Lund, but I left my hat here today.
Intrude? Oh, well, Harold, my boy, how could you possibly intrude? Bebe, look who's here. Harold Forsythe.
Oh, Harold, this is a lovely surprise. Oh, Richard, Harold's here. Oh, sit down, Harold.
Oh, don't shove him, Bebe.
Oh, Harold, would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, I'd love one.
Maybe you'd rather have tea.
No, thanks.
A glass of milk?
No.
Hot chocolate?
No.
Tomato juice, lemonade, ginger ale?
No.
I'm sorry you won't have anything.
Mrs. Lund, how about a cup of coffee?
Oh, thanks. I'd love one.
Baby, let me handle this. Look, Harold, Barbara tells us you aren't coming to dinner tonight, but we just won't take no for an answer.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lund, but I just can't come. After all, a man has his pride, you know, and Barbara made it quite clear that she didn't want me.
Oh, but she does. We all want you. We've been counting on you. Harold, all day long we've been counting.
Oh, I didn't know you felt that way about me.
Oh, but we do. We do. Oh, are you comfortable, Harold?
Quite.
Ben, get Harold something to rest his feet on.
Rest them on me, Harold.
Oh, don't, please. I'm very comfortable.
Barbara, we didn't expect you back so soon. Look who's here. Harold Forsythe.
Hello, Barbara.
Harold, what are you doing here?
I came back to my hat.
Well, you've got it. What's keeping you?
Well, Barbara, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yes, she does. Good night, all.
Harold, please don't go.
Mr. Lyon, put me down.
Oh, all right.
Well, I certainly picked that up.
Barbara, you're getting more like your mother every day.
Gee, thanks, Dan. See you later. Well, I guess Harold was our last hope.
Yes.
What time is it?
Oh, 4 o'clock.
That's the doorbell.
Oh, so it is. I'm so mixed up. Oh, hello, Florrie.
Hello, Ben. Hello, Bebe. Oh, I've got some awful news. Not 10 minutes after George told Ben we'd come to dinner, he slipped and fell downstairs.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, I mean how awful.
And then he got right up and said, Florrie, I'm okay.
Oh, how awful.
What?
Oh, I mean how wonderful.
Then I looked at his ankle, and it was all swollen.
It was?
Yes. So I called the doctor, and he came over and fixed it all up.
He did?
Yes. And George felt so good, he wanted to come along in a wheelchair, but the doctor wouldn't let him.
Good for the doctor.
What?
I mean, the doctor was quite right.
Oh, well, it's very decent of you to take it this way. I'll be over at 8 with my nephew. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Florrie. Oh, Ben, did you hear that? We're down to 12. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, now, who in the world could that be?
Hello, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, Harold Forsythe. What do you want?
I've changed my mind. I'm coming to dinner. See you later.
I've had enough. Phoebe, let's call the whole dinner off.
Oh, you can't. It's your boss. You know how touchy he is.
Yeah, my contract comes up again next week.
Ben, I know how we can solve the whole thing.
How?
You can eat under the table.
Don't be silly. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
What's so ridiculous about it? That's where you always end up New Year's Eve. Well,
that's different. I always have friends under there then. No, BB. There's only one way out. I'll go down to the coffee stall and have my dinner.
You'll do nothing of the sort. I wouldn't let you do a thing like that. You know, you always get indigestion when you eat out. No, sir, not on your life.
No?
Definitely no. Stop at the chemist on your way and get some bicarb.
I'll do that.
I'll take it. Hello? Yes? What? You can't come to dinner? Oh, that's wonderful. Marvelous. Oh, you don't know how happy this will make Ben. Goodbye.
Well, who canceled?
Your boss.
Oh, no.
Wasn't it a lovely party, Ben?
Oh, it certainly was, BB.
Oh, Pop, I tipped the taxi driver sixpence. I forgot to ask you for it.
Oh, you must be slipping, son.
Good night, Daddy. Night, Mom.
Oh, Barbara, is everything all right with you and Harold?
Harold who?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Good night,
Good night, good night. Say, Ben, isn't Aggie a wonderful cook?
Yeah, I'll say she is.
We want her to stay, don't we?
Oh, you bet we do.
So let's make her real comfortable.
Okay.
Do you think a person could get a good night's sleep on the couch in the living room?
Certainly.
Good. Then I'll give Aggie your room.
Oh, baby.
That was Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon with their two children, Barbara and Richard, in Life with the Lyons. Also taking part were Molly Ware, Doris Rogers, Ian Sadler, David Enders, and Horace Percival. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black, and the incidental music was by Arthur Wilkinson. The script was by Phoebe Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding, and the production by Tom Ronald. Ben Lyon appears by permission of 20th Century Fox.